This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Stores beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy 6 Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1-liter flavors and get the 7th free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy 6 and get the 7th free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This is a football news for you as the league year is scheduled to begin in about an hour. And really all that means is all the moves we've heard about over the last day and a half become official with the league year starting at 4 o'clock. Number one, the Giants signed an offensive lineman who has a badass name, Stone Forsythe, a right tackle who was with Seattle for the last 4 years. So the Giants had more offensive line depth. And the other story is that the Rams, after attempting to trade Cooper Kupp and announcing they were going to trade Cooper Kupp, well, they couldn't trade Cooper Kupp. So Cooper Kupp is going to be released as the new league year begins, and he will enter free agency. So Devontae Adams in, Cooper Kupp out. So a little football news and notes as we get closer to the league year beginning in a little over an hour. But we've heard the word troll be used a lot over the last couple of years. Usually it's a derogatory term. Like, you're a troll. You hate this team. You're mocking this team. I was called a troll earlier this hour. My good friend Keith McPherson gets called a troll sometimes at night. Big Mac never gets called a troll because we're all sleeping when he's talking. I'm just kidding, Big Mac. We love you. Sal gets called a troll. Loogie is like the king of trolls, right? You get called troll a lot, right?
I would never troll like saying the Mets are big brother now, Yankees a little brother. I would never do anything.
He would
like
never
that.
Do that. Sean's a huge troll.
But no, I'm not.
Oh, no, he's not. I'm sorry. But I'm here to tell you that none of us are trolls because on this edition of WF Fan Flashback, I want you to hear what a troll really sounds like. And let me just set the scene for you, Teak. The New York Yankees have just played Game 3 of the American League Division Series against the Detroit Tigers in 2006. Kenny Rogers, the former Yankee, has just stifled the Yankee bats. The Yankees are now one win away from extinction, facing a Detroit team that's an upstart Tiger team. In fact, their manager, Jim Leland, nicknamed the Yankee offense right before the series Murderers Row and Cano, which was a very cool name. So the Yankee fan on this Saturday morning, they're upset. They're down. They're depressed. And they had to hear this.
WFAN Flashback!
Good morning, everybody. How are you today? This is going to be a fun Saturday, you Yankee fans. Where are the Yankee fans? Where are the Yankee fans? Where are they? Are they here? Are they in Detroit? Where are the Yankee fans? Kenny, Roger, the gambling man. Where are the Yankee fans? Where are they? Speaking of that, where are the Yankees? A-Rod, Damon, where are they? Bernie Williams, where are they? Bernie, stay in the Mets today. Where are the Yankee fans? The Yankees are 81 strikes, 27 outs, one little measly loss away from absolute embarrassment to the Detroit Tigers. This is a team that could not beat Kansas City last weekend. Where are the Yankee fans?
God.
Would you like more, Sean?
Might as well. Wash it over me, Ev.
Give us more, Christopher Mad Dog Russo, on a Saturday.
Where are the Yankee fans? 6-0 to Detroit. Motown Mojo. Oh, is it sweet. 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 Oh, you couldn't get any better than this. I couldn't have orchestrated it better. My goodness. Spend $225 million, have $20 million players in every position, and go down without a whimper to Kenny Rogers? Oh, I know he pitched well, but my God. Where are the Yankee fans? Where are the Yankee fans? The bleacher creatures? Where are they?
Where are they?
May I see?
I don't know.
May I see? Where is my big guy? Where is Melusis, that fraud? Where are they? Where's my old man? Speaking of frauds, where are the Yankee fans? Kenny, the gambling man. How about Giambi throwing the ball all over the place? I even get a call that helps me on the play at third. Where are the Yankee fans? Jeter can't catch a line drive. Randy with the bad back. Cano can't bend down and get a ground ball. Bernie wailing away in strikeouts on curveballs. Where are the Yankee fans?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing.
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yeah. Yeah. So I don't want to hear it anymore about I'm a troll. Sean's a troll.
I couldn't eat a chicken wing during Aaron Rodgers' debut. Remember that?
That was all time right there. Did that bring back bad memories, or is 06 one that you're over, Sean?
Again.
It's not that long ago.
It's not. Bad memories, terrible series. Obviously, what happened after, terrible. But in the end, there was some charm to Dog in those moments. You know what I mean? He was a Yankee fan. You couldn't help but laugh as
right,
we're getting
the persistence of it.
Yes.
It was very persistent. Imagine WFAN, Saturday morning, Yankees lost a brutal playoff game. You're tuning in for some therapy. And how are the Yankee fans? Bernie flattened all over himself.
Zero take on the actual game. That was the open. Lucius gets called a fraud for no reason. And zero take.
Mike's a fraud. Dog's dad's a fraud. Moose is everybody's a fraud. Yeah, I think that all those Yankee playoff defeats, the early ones, like where you get knocked out in the first round, they kind of blend together. I got to tell you. Like the following year, they lost to the Cleveland Indians. It's like, okay. 2005, a year earlier, they lost to the Angels in a game 5. It's like, all right.
I think the 1-06 jumps out at you because of A-Rod being dropped in the batting order, which happened that day. Right after Dog's show, that lineup came out and A-Rod's hitting eighth. And then, obviously, Kenny Rogers, who is a guy who doesn't live well in Met or Yankee history, and yet in a playoff game delivered a hell of a performance. So there's your WF fan flashback for the week. Let's go to Chris in East Hanover. How are you, Chris?
Hey, guys. How you doing? I wanted to talk a little bit about Aaron Rodgers. And, you know, listen, I think the situation, too, with, you know, Daboll and Shane, if they even were interested in Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders, we wouldn't even be hearing this Aaron Rodgers title, right? And at the end of the day, their plan, what I would assume, is go get a veteran. Hopefully it's Aaron. I love the idea of taking him and bringing him in, letting them at least we be competitive for the next, you know, year. Or at least this coming year, be competitive, right? Win 8, 7, 9 games. Do what we can do, right? Basically, because if they go and get Cam Ward and it fails and they're 3-14, these guys are done. They're gone. They're fired. So they're going to go try to get a veteran, and then they're going to go to try to get, you know, Abdul Carter or Hunter, and that's the plan, is stockpile picks. I mean, that's why I don't understand all these people who don't want Rodgers. It's like, that's got to be the plan, no?
Well, I mean, the only thing I would disagree with you on is that I think the Giants, well, I don't think, I know the Giants are exploring every option. So, signing Aaron Rodgers or another veteran and trading up to number one, or drafting at number three, or picking a quarterback later. I'm talking about all these are all quarterback moves at 1, 3, or later. They are exploring every single one of those. And so it's just a matter of which one happens. And I know that the Matt Stafford thing, this even hung you up last week, Evan. How could they be all in on Matt Stafford and then also be trying to move up to number one with the Tennessee Titans draft pick? Well, it's easy because they're desperate for someone to take snaps under center. They don't have one under contract other than Tommy DeVito.
But I think, forget Stafford for a second, because it didn't happen. And the situation to me was very different than Rodgers.
And I also think they knew they were being used.
They knew it was unlikely.
Yes.
I think if they sign Aaron Rodgers today, they're still drafting a quarterback potentially at the top of the draft.
They definitely are.
Forget about in the second round. Like, I think them trading up with Tennessee and also signing Aaron Rodgers, so literally taking a quarterback like Cam Ward, number one overall, plus signing Aaron Rodgers, I think that's the likeliest outcome. Because I think what the Giants are doing, and I understand our last caller, Chris, maybe not agreeing with it. It's fine to disagree with it. I'm telling you what I think they're doing is, how do we win in the short term, Aaron Rodgers, and how are we set up to develop a young quarterback in the long haul, Cam Ward? So I don't think it's one or the other. I think they're going to do both. I think if they sign Aaron Rodgers, they're also ending up with Cam Ward or Shedeur Sanders.
Well, I mean, they kind of have to, because how long is Aaron Rodgers playing? And how many chances are you, and if you have Aaron Rodgers, how likely are you to be terrible so that you're drafting at the top of the draft next year?
And if he got hurt or anything like that early in the season, they can't have all the eggs in that basket of the whole season.
I 100% agree.
We will get to more of your phone calls on this very subject. Do you pivot to Russell Wilson if you miss out on Aaron Rodgers? And how are Jet fans feeling about this whole situation? 888-808-1019. Later on in the 3 o'clock hour, we'll address what is ticking a lot of Yankee fans off about something Aaron Boone had to say. Evan and Tiki here on The Fan.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.